Hello, Essex. Welcome to today's Safety Hour. Sorry for the late start. Scheduled host hasn't turned up. Thank you for anyone who's still on the call. Welcome to the 20th of June. I'm Adam Stewartson. Everyone should know me by now, I think. Work in Wessex as our maintenance performance manager. Let's go through the material on the blog. Safety hour attendance last week was up from the previous week, up to 78%, which is fantastic. We had a two-week kind of lull, and we're getting back now, so hopefully we can beat that this week. Close quarters raised was only 37 last week, so that's low against target. I don't know, our target is actually going up even more than what it is at the moment, so just to encourage everyone to kind of raise close calls. And with that, let's lead straight into the incidents last week. So thankfully, there was no staff incidents last week, but there was quite a few incidents I'd like to go through. On the 12th of the 6th at Byfleet in Newhall, there was a line side fire. I won't read it word for word, I'll just kind of go through it. All the information is here on the blog if you want to see it. Basically, a train driver reported a line side fire near the signal. Upon arriving, the mom noted it spread to cover about 50 yards of the embankment. So the fire brigade had to attend on this one and put it out. Cause is unknown at this time, but because of the dry conditions, it could have been started from anything, but it's suspected that it could be some metal foil that come into contact with a conductor rail. Again, this is the thing about close calls as well. Similar to the last week's one with the possession limit boards put in the wrong place. Any slight thing you notice, report it. If you can try and fix it at the time, obviously it's safe to do so, then fantastic. Not saying this could have been avoided, but something like litter or something about, maybe in this case, could have been avoided. On the 14th of the 6th at Southfields, there was a Cathay SPAD. London Underground service train spatted on Whiskey 367 signal. Driver made no allegation against the signalling equipment, just a loss of concentration. Again, there was another spad at Fratton, which was South West Trains this time. Again, driver made no allegation against the signalling, just a loss of concentration. This is probably down to the hot weather, just people losing concentration. There was also a derailment at Eastleigh East Yard. Possession irregularity at Pearlbright Junction. Detonators have been placed on the wrong line. This could have been hot weather, person was disorientated, not knowing the area. Rough ride at Totten, train driver reported a rough ride, team went out to have a look at it, they attended a known location for rough rides, but actually this wasn't where the defect was, so they reopened it at line speed. The next train went past, reported a rough ride again, turned out it was in actually a different place. And also at Hook, the final one, 6 November 01, I noticed that the load had moved. It was on a freight train. Well, it wasn't a freight train. It was a train carrying stuff out of the Wessex capacity possession. Noticed the old track, which was fastened on sleepers, was his load. It hadn't been secured properly, so it shifted. That's it for the incidents. We've got some material on here, especially one of them is about management of operational road risk. So I know there's been some communication that went out around our VTS system that's actually going to start being used for used more, the data side of it. So this is kind of to highlight as well our new policy on the management of occupational road risk, which does include stuff about VTS in the standard. There's other things about fatigue, stuff like that. So just make sure everyone's aware of it. Yeah, if there's anyone still on the line, if anyone's got any questions, please dial in.
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star then 2. So just a gentle reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. The moment we don't have any incoming questions.
Okay, any questions coming in? Any stories about the hot weather? Any loss of concentration because of the hot weather?
Ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. One incoming question, and this question is coming from
Tandy.
Your line is open, please go ahead.
Hello, Sandy, how are you doing?
I'm okay, Adam, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this CTS thing. It's saying the compliance date is the 1st of July?
Yes, sorry, this stand, Steve, if he's on the call, could probably tell us more about this. So this actually hasn't come into effect yet, but it is coming into effect on the 1st of July.
Okay, that's what I was.
Thank you for pointing that out. Sorry, I'll be back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
At the moment, we don't have any other incoming questions.
So on the back of that, as a reminder for everyone who's authorised to drive Network Rail vehicles, has everyone got their VTS usernames through? Any questions about that? I know we're in the process of setting up an email for any questions Wessex-wise, which is going to be wessexdts@networkrail.co.uk.
Just a gentle reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. We don't have any incoming questions at the moment.
Okay, right, now if we don't have any more questions coming in, then I'll let everyone get back to this lovely hot day. Thank you for everyone who's called in. Thank you, Tandy, for your question. Thank you, Wessex.